Save your peach pits. For the war effort, we were asked to save newspapers. I collected them from walk-ups and apartment houses of Williams and Hinsdale and Alabama and Georgia and Snedeker and Wyona and Van Sicklin and Miller and Bradford and Blake and Sutter Avenues all over East New York, Brooklyn. The smell of steam under the newsprint warmed my hands under my torn gloves. We were asked to save aluminum foil. I peeled off the silver from the inside wrappings of the cigarette packs my mother smoked 2 a day. And the butcher was asked to save the fat cut away from the meat not to be weighed falsely with the edible parts. They were needed for glycerin, nitro, I thought. This was during World War II, a time when I and my street gang saved everything. Coins and stamps, soda bottle caps, milk bottle wire, comic books, tickets, baseball, football, cowboy and Indian cards, everything. As if quantity could make up for the lack of quality in our neighborhood of poor, struggling immigrant lives. Looking for history, biography in the small town newspaper, the Madison Eagle of my father's small World War I America, I found notices urging people to save their eggs, gas, and oil, their old clothes and scrap metal, bottles, tires, of all things, and peach pits. Something to do with gas masks. Save your peach pits, it read, and I thought about the many things I tried to save as a boy, and all the that remains, some shreds of memories, set down in a journal or a poem like this one. Somehow saving things, I realized, was a spell against death. Save your peach pits! Save the world!